الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers, we are approaching inshallah in the next day or two the month of Dhul Hijjah, about the first 10 days of which there are many, many fadail, and therefore it is important for us to be aware of them and to take the maximum advantage of them, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these first 10 days in the Quran, where He said in Surah Al-Fajr, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالِ نَشَرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by the morning, by the Fajr, and by the 10 nights, وَلَيَالِ نَشَرْ. The Mufassirin, Ibn Abbas rahmatullah radiyallahu anhu, Allama Ibn Kathir and others have come to the conclusion that by these 10 nights is meant the nights of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in a hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, which is recorded in Al-Bukhari, mentioned and said that these 10 days and the good deeds done in these 10 days are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than good deeds done in any other part of the year. Somebody asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what about jihad fi sabilillah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even that, except when a mujahid goes in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not return with his life or his wealth. Meaning, if he goes in jihad and he dies as a shaheed, then that is the only exception. Other than that, the good deeds done, the ibadat, the adhkar, the charity and the fasting and so on that is done in these 10 days of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than anything else, including jihad fi sabilillah. In these 10 days, about these 10 days, therefore, the ulama have said that the best 10 nights are the 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan. Last 10 nights of Ramadan are the best among the nights because in them is Laylatul Qadr. And among the days are the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah because of the fadail that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned about them. In another hadith with respect to these days, which is narrated by Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, and it is in Muslim, Sahih Muslim, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the one who fasts on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, Yawmul Arafah as it is called, for him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins for 1 year before and 1 year after that day. That is expiation of sins 1 year before and 1 year after. So sins that is even for the future. Now, the important thing to understand and remember is 9th of Dhul Hijjah. There is a lot of confusion in the minds of people when we say Yawmul Arafah, because people will say, but Yawmul Arafah is the day when people are standing in Arafah, which is true. But that day is which date? 9th of Dhul Hijjah. We go by the date which is, by the date in our country, wherever we live. Because if you look at it, Australia is 7 hours ahead of Saudi Arabia, or 7.5 hours ahead. Which means that people in Australia are already praying Salatul Maghrib by the time people in Saudi Arabia are going to Arafah. So the day is already gone. So if you say we will fast when people are standing in Arafah, then in Australia they have to either fast on the night of the 9th, or if they want to fast during daylight hours, then they have to fast on the day of Eid, which is nonsense. I mean, obviously this is not. So therefore, the confusion unnecessarily comes when people say, we want to follow Saudi, or we want to follow Dubai, we want to follow Pakistan. I've heard all of these, not necessarily Saudi alone. People say, no, we follow our country. All of this is jahalat. Somebody asked Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi, and he answered this question in the most beautiful way. He said, for the hours of the day, we follow the sun. And for the months, we follow the moon. This is the rule that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us. So he said, for example, you do not pray Salatul Fajr in your country when it is being prayed in the Haram. If you are living in America, for example, you do not pray Salatul Fajr when it is being prayed in the Haram. Because when Salatul Fajr is being prayed in the Haram, it is still the night of the previous day in America. And when Salatul Fajr is being prayed in the Haram, like today's Fajr, when it is being prayed in the Haram, like we prayed Fajr just now, it is still night in Saudi Arabia. Right? It is 3.5 hours behind us. So, while we prayed Fajr, it is still night in Saudi Arabia. It is not yet time for Fajr. So, therefore, what do you do? Should we pray Fajr when the Fajr is being prayed in Saudi Arabia? If we pray Fajr when the Fajr is being prayed in Saudi Arabia, we have to pray Fajr at 11 o'clock in the morning. Right? Some people might say that's more convenient. That's a different matter. That's a different matter. But the point is that then time for Fajr is not there. So, for the days, hours of the day, we follow the sun. Whenever the sun rises, whenever it is time for Fajr, we pray Fajr. When it's time for Dhuhr, we pray Dhuhr. And so on for the Salawat on a day basis. So, also for the moon. Now, why do we change the rule when it becomes a question of month and then we say, no, I will start fasting when the Saudis start fasting. Or I will start fasting when the Pakistanis start fasting or somebody else starts fasting. No, you start fasting, you stop fasting, you declare the first of the month or you declare the end of the month based on the moon and based on the very clear hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, see the moon and start the month and see the moon and stop the month. He said, with respect to Ramadan, he said, see the moon and start fasting and see the moon and stop fasting. And he said, if you cannot see the moon for some reason, meaning if it is cloudy and so on and so forth, then complete 30 days of that month. Now, there is absolutely no need for any confusion. This hadith is absolutely clear. There is no need for any calculation. There is no need for anything other than to look and see the moon. And the ulama are all in agreement that each individual person does not have to see the moon. As long as the moon has been seen by somebody who is reliable, and the shahada, the declaration of that reliable person can be taken and can be applied for that entire place which is where this person stays. So, therefore, as long as we follow the sunnah, inshallah, there is no confusion and there is no need for any confusion. So, let us be very clear about this. We start the days of Dhul Hijjah whenever the moon is declared in our country, and we fast on the 9th of that Dhul Hijjah, which will be Yawmul Arafah. Whether or not somebody is standing in Arafah, that is not our issue. The issue is, it is 9th of Dhul Hijjah in our country, therefore we fast on that day. The best thing, of course, is to fast on all of these days from the 1st to the 8th, because this is the most beloved time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to do any good actions. Therefore, why should we even get into any kind of confusion? Just fast all the 10 days, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us rewards in keeping with His majesty and grace, because we are fasting to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, let us try to do that. Fast in all these days, increase our ibadat, increase our nawafil, increase our azkar, increase our charity, give special charity in these days. Sometimes that's another confusion. We seem to give charity only in Ramadan. This is not so. Islam does not say, I give charity only in Ramadan. Give charity throughout the year, especially at times like this, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specifically chosen these days and given them superiority over other days. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the right to give a particular day or a particular time or a particular place or a particular person superiority or a particular action superiority over other similar things. And it is not our right and our job to grant this superiority based on our own whims and fancies, based on our own desires. So, therefore, alhamdulillah, we know, we have heard the hadith related to these days, we have heard the Quran related to these days, and therefore, now all that remains is for us to act on what we have heard and to try to do our best to ensure that we take the maximum advantage of these days. I remind myself and you, so many of our friends, so many of our brothers and sisters, we have seen who were with us last Dhul Hijjah, last Eid, and they are with us. They will come, somebody else will say something about us. Therefore, let us take full advantage of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us before that time goes and before that opportunity goes away. So, let us take advantage of these days, because alhamdulillah, inshallah, al-musta'an, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us these days. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us these days, let us not waste these days in unnecessary talk and this and that and discussions and meetings and whatnot. Let us spend these days in making dua, in giving sadaqat, in nawafil, in obviously fulfilling our faraid, in fasting and so on. Very important also, especially today, where we seem to be surrounded by all kinds of fitan, all kinds of changes, mostly for the worse, which are taking place all around the world. I don't have to, and I don't even want to make a list or even mention those things, because they are so painful. But my point is that sitting and talking about those things is not going to help anybody. Please understand this. Just sitting and talking all these tafsirat which we have, whole nights goes in talking about what is happening in this place and that place and so on, does not help anybody. Instead of that, let us spend that night standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making sujood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help for this ummah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the courage to do what we should do, to take the stances which we should take, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to guide us with His knowledge, with His power, and to cover us with His mercy and His forgiveness. This is what will be useful. So let us not waste these days in all kinds of useless things. Let us spend these days in actually bringing about change by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is the most powerful way to bring about any change. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to be pleased with us and to accept our work and to help us with His power, with His mercy, with His grace. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and to give us Eid al-Adha with khair and with great pleasure. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us with it, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.